Three school districts in Florida are asking voters to approve a half-penny sales tax to fix maintenance problems at aging schools. WUSF's Susan Giles Wontuck reports.
This is the sound of crews replacing the AC at Tampa's Gorey Elementary School. And the price tag for a new system in this late 19th century building, the oldest elementary school still in use in Florida, is $3 million. School leaders say students and teachers sweating in class does not create a good climate for learning. Gorey is just one of hundreds of schools across Hillsborough, Lee, and Alachua County, home to Gainesville, where midterm voters are being asked to say yes to a half-penny sales tax to fix sagging ceilings, broken air conditioners, and aging buildings. That's also why Hillsborough County School Superintendent Jeff Akins has been kind of a marathon man lately. Spokesman Grayson Com.
This will be the superintendent's fourth presentation today. He's doing anywhere from three to sometimes six a day. We have an important story to tell, and he is out telling it.
Akins is at Tampa's Piso Elementary on this night, telling a story about a period of massive growth in the number of students, borrowing to build schools, followed by the Great Recession, and then a major funding cutback by the state. He says now is the time to go for this tax when his district is facing a double whammy, $1 billion in deferred maintenance and $1 billion more to handle growth in the next decade or so, while still paying down the mortgages on about 70 schools built in a boom time.
We know the only way we can do this is to go out to our community because the school board can't raise taxes. The state doesn't send you money to build new schools.
Lee County School Board member Chris Patrika says her district is facing a similar squeeze. With a decline in impact fees and in state funding meant to build new schools or maintain old ones.
And the biggest chunk of revenue that we have lost is as a result of the state decreasing our ability to charge millage. So about 10 years ago, they decreased our capital millage rate from 2.0 to 1.5. And that has had very serious, very negative effects on our capital budgeting.
About 250 miles to the northeast in Alachua County, newly elected school board member Tina Certain says she has very specific ideas about how new revenue should be spent.
The need is there. It's great. We just want to make sure that we're equitably spending the money around the county so that all students benefit. And as I said, not just benefit from a patching of roofs and repairing of ACs, because I think we want to have new facilities all around the county.
If it passes, this sales tax will sunset in Hillsborough and Lee counties in 10 years, 12 in Alachua. All three school districts say with a long midterm ballot, they're worried voters will give up before they even get to see the tax referendum. So Lee County's Patrika has this request for voters.
So please remember the book of Matthew, the last shall be first. Take that ballot, turn it all the way to the end, vote yes for the half-penny sales tax, and then turn your attention to less important things like senator and governor.
A Hillsborough school spokesman says there are no good alternatives if this half-penny referendum doesn't pass. In Lee County, their backup plan is double sessions, something Patrika says will cost more in the long run. And in Alachua County, the status quo is the plan B. Susan Giles, Wontuck, WUSF 89.7 News.